Right now, to round out the guest list on this busy Monday morning is Congressman Ralph Norman of the 5th Congressional District out of the Rock Hill area, also candidate for governor on the Republican side, leading up to the June primary, which is, yeah, several months away, but no doubt this campaign and the election cycle starting to pick up steam. Speaking of North Carolina, their early voting ahead of the March primary started this past weekend. Mr. Congressman, it's great to hear you again. I hope all is well this morning.
Doing great, Joe. Glad to be on your show.
Yeah, glad to have you back. And I know that you've been traveling over to Columbia over the last number of weeks to kind of roll out some of your campaign platform as the filing period will begin next month for the governor's race. One topic that has caught the attention of a lot of lawmakers and something that's always discussed when people pass through the state of South Carolina is the state of our infrastructure and our roadways. And there's talks about changing the way we build up revenue and, you know, hand out contracts to different areas throughout our state to help update our roads, fix our bridges, and make sure our infrastructure is trying to keep up with all the growth. How do you see that in your eyes under a Norman administration in terms of the roles, the responsibilities of the DOT, and maybe getting some of that money back to the local level?
Sure. Well, you know, if you look at the core functions of government, it's infrastructure, safety, and education. And infrastructure in South Carolina has just been ignored for a long, long time. I mean, we got 1,000 bridges that are insufficient in their load capacities. They're fining truckers, which is just an unfair tax. Our roads, we're spending $24,000 per lane mile, which you compare that to North Carolina, Georgia, others, it's in this double that, into 40-some thousand. What we have in South Carolina and what a Norman administration will do will be the same thing I do the 30 years that I ran a real estate development company where we actually built roads from the subgrade up. We're going to do a DOGE report or a forensic audit of every agency in government, but the DOT particularly, and find out how much where the waste, fraud, and abuse is. I think we've had some recent examples of that, but we got to know where our money is, like every family budget and every business. It has to do almost weekly, if not, you know, it's a top priority. We'll find out where the bloatedness is and how much is actually going to asphalt to the roads and how much is really bureaucracy that needs to be looked at. We will increase the money. You know, we've got to get up to par, but it's not just the money. You've got to reform the actual agency and get it back to local government. I mean, that's where it's best spent. And we will do that. We'll more than ever before get our bridges fixed. And again, we cannot waste money on frivolous projects and ignore infrastructure. We got one shot at this. If you look at the thing that everybody uses uniformly is roads and bridges. And so that's just some of the things we'll do. And it's a reality with me, and it's something that we'll put into effect.
Well, you hinted at the fact that there's been some news as of late pertaining to the SCDOT and some chicanery that has been ongoing. A lot of talk elsewhere about waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, right here, the good old boys system, I guess you could say, at work as two former state transportation employees now facing charges of taking kickbacks from contractors, essentially taking money and favorable contracts going to these sorts of businesses trying to kind of weed out that corruption. Do you think that's more widespread within government than many people notice?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at the $1.2 billion that we found in South Carolina last year, there's no excuse for that. I mean, you ought to have an accountability for every dollar that you take in from the taxpayers and actually where it goes. Look at the Election Commission. They found that they had spent $3 million on machines that were not authorized. All that to say is you have to wonder, what are we missing? Like in Minnesota, the $9 billion is more from what we're hearing, is double that. And there's just no excuse for it. It's the taxpayers' money. It's not bureaucrat politicians' money. And to be lax on that, it just will not happen under the Norman administration. There will be no sweetheart deals. It'll be competition to its core. That's what's built this country, and that's what will keep this country sustained, and particularly South Carolina. And, you know, our infrastructure is just not ready for the growth that's coming our way. Where do you think the New Yorkers are coming? Where do you think the Californians are coming? They're coming to South Carolina. and we're just not ready for it. Under the Norman administration, it's going to be prioritized, and we're going to fix it. And it will not the things we will set in motion, I don't believe anybody else can do, other than what we have done, what our company's done, and what I will do.
And one of the things that I see sticking out, like a sore thumb in many of these states, as we talk about, waste, fraud, and abuse in places like Minnesota, up in Massachusetts, for instance, they have a Democrat state auditor who is at odds with the Democrat Party because she's uncovered all sorts of fraud. But the legislature doesn't want to take any action to open up the books and identify it and then make corrections. And you could argue that here in South Carolina, maybe some of that lends to the fact that we are a Republican majority state. And if we identify some of these things, you might be very much at odds with some of your lawmakers on the Republican side to peel the onion back and get down to it when it comes to how our taxpayer dollars are spent. What can you do to assure the voters out there that even if you're at odds with our legislature, they're going to call attention to this until change is done?
Well, first of all, if you look at the makeup of the legislature in South Carolina, you have 88 Republicans, and I think it's 36 Democrats. In the Senate, you have 34 Republicans and 12 Democrats. You got a supermajority in both houses. We will do battle if they don't take this up. And, for the last 10 years, you hear these rhinos campaign on less government, less taxes, less bureaucracy, just to get elected, and then they forget where they come from. We're going to call them out, and the ones that will judge my record, as they have done in Congress, will be we the people of South Carolina. And I'll gladly take that challenge on. I hope they will come along, but it's going to take a total revamping. And every time I hear politicians that, say we're going to do this, we're going to spend more money, it's not about money. It's transforming the system. It's like having a car that the valves are knocking, smoke is coming from the rear, the motor's overheating, and you're saying you're going to put high-quality gasoline in. It's deeper than that. The cancer in this state is neglect, and the cancer in this state is waste, fraud, and abuse of not knowing where your money is. That's no excuse. That's what they elect politicians to represent them for, and it's just not happening in South Carolina.
Talking with Representative Ralph Norman of the 5th Congressional District out of the Rock Hill area, running for governor here with the June primary a couple of months away. And you mentioned before, core responsibilities of government from infrastructure to public safety and, calling a spade a spade. Wasn't too long ago that you wrote an open letter to the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division as it pertains to our criminal justice system and the way, of course, we handled a specific case that eventually led to the tragic murder of this 22-year-old girl. Her name was Karen Frederico, Logan Frederico. Karen Frederico is my daughter's lacrosse coach a while back in Columbia back in May. I mean, this is just one of those eyesores, again, that we see almost a dime a dozen in the news headlines these days. A career criminal let out on the streets for some odd reason. And, of course, innocent people losing their lives as a result of, a miscarriage of justice.
Well, and that gets back to how we elect our judges. Only two states, Virginia and South Carolina, let trial lawyers, and in South Carolina, it's through the Judicial Merit Selection Committee, pick the judges. That's like letting Clemson and Carolina pick their own referees. I mean, lawyers make appeals to judges that they elect. It's a conflict of interest. And I favor letting we the people elect the judges, put some constraints on the money that can be raised, and have a recall of a judge that goes rogue. There are judges now that ought to be impeached. And what happened to Logan Frederico, to hear her father make the pleas to make some changes under a Norman administration, we're going to make that happen and not just continue to talk about it. And it's going to be a heavy lift, but when we take it to the citizens, the voters of South Carolina, I think they're really wanting change. What's happening now is not justice, and it should not be tolerated. So it all goes into stop majoring in the minor and put the main things, and fund them here in South Carolina.
Hey, just to wrap up with Congressman Ralph Norman here this morning, obviously Congress has the week off We'll get back to work ahead of President Trump's State of the Union address, which is scheduled for next Tuesday. You've got this partial shutdown that's gaining some attention regarding the Department of Homeland Security, ICE, Border Patrol, FEMA, TSA. Just a big old mess. I mean, same as it ever was when you have, you know, Democrats in the minority. They seem to be the loudest when it comes to Republicans trying to move the needle one way or the other. If you could give a review of the last year under year one of the Trump administration and where we expect Congress to move here over the next few months, can you give us a little inkling as to where we might be going?
Well, what this president's done in 12 months is has transformed and saved America. And look at where we were under 4 years of a reckless Biden administration that train wrecked the country. You're going to see growth like we've never seen it. We've got to get the SAVE Act, which is securing our elections, which Democrats, we had one Democrat vote for photo ID and for verifying that you're a citizen. One Democrat. And it shows you they're anti-American. And if you don't have safe elections, you don't have a democracy. So I think what you'll see in the coming months, the president's going to force the issue on that. I hope we can get rid of the filibuster in the Senate so we can move these bills on. And you've got to make them come along. The Democrat Party today is anti-American, and it's time to put a stop to it. And President Trump, his agenda is pro-American, and it's helping this country in ways that we never thought.
Hey, Mr. Congressman, thanks so much for the time, as always, and you're always accessible. So we thank you for that and look forward to future conversations here in the near future.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Again, that's Representative Ralph Norman of the 5th Congressional District up at Rock Hill, a candidate that will soon file for candidacy running for governor here in the state, leading up until the GOP primary, which will be held, of course, in June.